Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Michelle Cobb is my guest for the week. She's talking audiobooks, all of them filled with tension.
That is true. And so far, yes. We have another one today, all earphones winners.
And another earphones winner. Okay. Yes. And which one today?
Above the Fire by Michael O'Donnell, read by Robert Fass.
Oh, Robert Fass.
I know. He's so lovely, as a human, as well as a narrator. So this is about Doug, who's a widower from Boston, and his 7-year-old boy, Tim, and they have decided to go on this major hike to help them deal with grief. And on this hike, the world suddenly changes when there's this undetermined attack on the U.S. and it ends modern communication. So there is no Wi-Fi, there are no cell phones, and there are no details on what has actually occurred. So they drive themselves high into the mountains of New Hampshire with other refugees, and they can see, you know, fires burning below them, but they really don't know what is going on.
Okay, so the grief, I'm assuming, is the death of his wife and Tim's mother.
Correct, okay. Yes.
Okay, go proceed. Go ahead.
So for a while, they are there with other people, but pretty quickly, everyone else leaves, and Doug has to determine, does he want to be around other people, not knowing what's going on, or does he need to keep his son safe? And perhaps keeping him safe is being up in the mountains in, you know, shelter with a lot of food, and that's what he goes for. So what was interesting to me, because this is one of those sort of like almost post-apocalyptic books, was that it really wasn't much about that precipice of survival. So there wasn't a lot of tension around how are they going to eat, all of those things. That was pretty well taken care of. And it was much more about Doug's internal debate about whether to return to society and what it's like to live with a 7-year-old and only a 7-year-old.
Yeah, I read a review, a really, really favorable review of the book, who said, you know, finally, what this book is about is parental love.
Yes.
I have to say, this has to be Robert Fass's wheelhouse.
It is. He has such a lovely style of narrating, and he's giving us these really tender exchanges between father and son. And though he does get to explore the Northeast accents, which is, in my opinion, the hardest accent to achieve, he doesn't go too far. And that's very important. Give a shade of, you know, the Maine or the Massachusetts accents without going crazy.
Can we hear some? Do you have to set this up?
Well, this is father and son, truly alone for the first time together during the crisis.
This is Above the Fire by Michael O'Donnell, and it's read by Robert Fass.
Once more, Doug and Tim were alone. Tim sighed loudly. I like David, he said. Me too. I wish he could stay. Me too. Did you ask him to stay? Yes, twice. But he wants to be with his daughter and his granddaughters, and we can't hold that against him. Okay, I guess not. They watched David drive down the trail and out of sight. Doug kept expecting parcels or bags to fall from his vehicle.
He is so good with, I want to say, sort of an internal focus.
Ooh, interesting, and, yeah.
You know, and bringing that out. And I think that's really, really hard to do.
I think that's right. I think that's a really mindful way to describe what he's doing.
Yeah. And he does that. I mean, you can really almost count on him for it. He's such a subtle narrator. And he really is one of my favorites. So, and I'm glad I got in earphones. Okay. That is Above the Fire by Michael O'Donnell, read by Robert Fass. Okay. Michelle, thank you again.
I know. And Robert was in the last book as well. So it's my
right.
Robert Fass week, which was lovely.
It was.
I could use one of those. I could use more of those in my life.
I could too. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Behind the Mic is sponsored by Dreamscape Publishing, an indie audiobook publisher which creates award-winning and best-selling titles by authors like Lisa Jewell, Ginevra Rose, and Annie Ernaux. Explore their catalogs at dreamscapepublishing.com. And then when you're done, follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rating on Apple. It helps other people who love audiobooks to find us. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.